about that. It's too much going on in the world today.
Okay, well, I sent you an email with version 9, and if you notice in the email, the punch-out list that has been completed is in red, and an answer to that punch-out list has been notated in black.
Okay. I've been trying to go through that while I was on the phone with Kemal, because he kept putting me on hold to track down things on his end, so every time he put me on hold, I would try to go through it. Let me respond to a couple of these while I got you on the phone. So the audio pops and all that, yes, it's great that you got rid of them with Guy Cottrell and Dave Bowers. I'll go through. I haven't looked at this last version, but I'll go through and do that here in just a minute. So that's great. Don't put an item on the second item. That was item C. And then on item 1, you've got this in red, return all scenes to base color grades. That's not actually done yet, because until those elements that are from other films have been corrected, you know, we're not back to a base grade. We're not ready to color grade. So
what I mean by that is that any of the color correction I did or any of the keys I did have been removed as requested.
I understand that, but the punch list has got to work for more than just you or more than just me. It's got to work for everybody who's involved.
Well, that was added to the punch list per our conversation previously. And I don't have an email on that.
Change it to black. Okay?
I'm sorry?
You got to shorten these discussions up by having less of them. Change it to black, because that's what I want done. Copy. And then I'll amend it to include that we're restoring raw elements. I'm going through these one at a time here. All right, on item 5, you said shot has been removed. Did you replace it with another shot, or are we looking at Wiley talking, or what are we looking at there?
There's another postal inspector.
The African-American guy? Never mind, I'll look at it in a second. Love the sound bite you. No action required. Okay. All right. Again, item number 6, change that back to black. It's not done yet. We haven't made a decision on it. Don't know what we're going to do, but it needs attention. So you may not can fix it, but it's got to be fixed. I've got to make a decision. Then we got to do something.
Yeah, I didn't see that as directed at me.
I know, because you're directing everything at you, but it's a team now. It's not just about you.
I'd appreciate it if you would stop trying to insult me.
I understand. If it's not done, don't make it red.
As far as what I could do for it, it's done.
All right. Action 6A says we have shot are bunting with the... Okay, so in the next round, you're going to start sending me short clips.
I'm working on that currently. I have 2 exported, but you called in the middle. So I've stopped to give you my undivided attention for this call. But within 10 minutes...
Again, it's not done. Don't make it red.
Within 10 minutes of this call... ending, I will send you the options you're looking for.
The punch list has got to work. Is if it's not done, don't change the status. I don't care if you can have it done in 10 seconds. Update the film, then update the punch list, not the other way around. I mean, you're trying to make it look like, I'm done, I'm waiting on you. That's not what's going on here.
That's not what I'm trying to do. You're assuming that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, do it my way, which, by the way, is the only way I've ever seen it done. Waiting on that one. The shot with item 7, the shot with Dave Spaulding. Dave Spaulding is the bald-headed guy in the middle who's actually holding the firearm.
Copy.
That's Dave Spaulding. By the way, you could also Google Dave Spaulding firearms, and you can figure that out in about 5 minutes. He's fairly famous in that world.
I'm sorry?
So you can Google Dave Spaulding plus firearms and figure that out pretty quick. He is famous in that world of firearms. Generic crowd replaced with customers in the postal office. Okay, I'll look at that. Changed out the color. Good. Wild West inspectors removed. What did you replace them with?
Nothing.
Wild West inspectors.
I have not replaced them with anything.
So what's there now?
Black.
Obviously, black won't work.
So. Well, if you'd like to give me some direction on what you'd like me to replace it with, I'd be happy to.
I don't have any direction for you, Alan. You have to figure some of this out on your own.
That's unfortunate.
I don't do paint by number sets. So.
I'm sorry?
I don't do paint by number sets. Mm. That's why I wanted it taken out in version 4 when I first asked for it. You'd have had 2 days to figure out what to put in there.
Sorry, sir. I've been working on your punch-out list.
Well, it was on my punch-out list for version 4. You just didn't do it then. You just kept making versions and left it in.
I must have missed that one. Apologies.
Must have. All right. Now we need to talk about something else, and then I'll review this and get right back to you. And I'll fix the punch-out list and send it back to you. Don't even worry about the punch-out list. I'll send you a new one. What I'm trying to get a handle on is how long you are available to stay and work on these two films, and also how long, if at all, you're available to stay and work on the General Analyst Women of Federal Law Enforcement version of this film. Because I have one email from you this morning that says you've got 10 hours to give me per day between now and Thursday, and you're out of here on a plane Friday morning. If that's the case, that's fine. I just need to know. If you're available to stay longer, I need to know that. Where do you stand on that?
Do you need an immediate answer?
I don't know. That would be a Chris question, actually, more than me. He's the one who's trying to figure it all out. He's just trying to figure out his own schedule and, you know, problem is he can't really color grade until we finish the composites. And, I don't know when we'll start on the composites sometime today, but we definitely won't finish them today. So he's not available tomorrow to color grade. He's reaching out to Dave Pickett to figure out if Dave is available. There's just a lot of variables. It's probably going to take a couple of days or a good long day and a half or something to composite the two films that we have and, you know, start on the color grades. So I got to figure out if Chris is doing those, if you're doing those, how are we doing?
I think the estimated time was about anywhere from 3 to 4 days to complete the version that you're requesting. You're talking about the analyst version, correct?
Correct.
So that would put me here till Monday.
I would think, yeah, at least till Monday.
I'd like to help you out with that. Do I have permission to think about that a little longer and progress through some of the what we have left on the plate here before I give a definitive answer to that?
Sure.
Thank you.
You can give it to me, but give it to Chris as well. You know, the sooner we both know, the better it'll be for him and I to plan, you know, kind of where we're going. So once you figure out, you know, what's going to work best for you, then let us know. And, you know, then he'll adjust and I'll adjust. We'll both figure out, you know, where are we going from here? What are we doing? The next thing I'm going to do when I hang up with you is I'm going to go through the list, or I'm sorry, the new version you just sent me. I'm going to generate a new punch list for you. I'll change the items that aren't completed back to black so that we're all on the same page. If there are problems or, you know, things that need to be changed on some of the items you have done, then I'll let you know, yeah, that's going to work. No, that's not going to work. Keep looking. you know, whatever, and we'll kind of go from there. Chris is aware that those items have to be, some of those items have to be restored to their original raw footage so we get maximum color space. Honestly, I don't know if he's working on that or if he's going to, you know, wait till later in the day, but he's aware that it needs to be done. So, but that's why I want to keep it on the punch list and keep it in black, is because we all need to work off that same punch list. I mean, Jared's doing some stuff on that. You're doing some stuff. I'm doing some stuff. So, and Chris. So we got four different people who are responding to things on that punch list. So, let's, yeah, when it's done, done, and everybody's happy with it and we're moving on, then we'll change it to red and we'll move on. And I'll do that. I'll try to do that real quick. I would say go take a smoke break, and, you know, you might not have that email from me for 10 minutes or so. So
in the meantime, I'll go ahead and send you the options of the B-roll that you said, the stock footage B-roll that you suggested for the rain, cold and rain.
Send that back to me and, you know, let me know where we're at.
I'll have that up on Frame.io in the next 10 minutes.
Yep, and I'll get this to you as quick as I can.
Thank you.